Good evening, and welcome to our Christmas Eve service. We'll begin our service with a prayer to our Lord and God. Dear Lord Jesus, we are gathered together this evening to celebrate your birth in Bethlehem of Judea. Uplift our spirits and rejoice our hearts as we reflect once again on your amazing entrance into our world as a little baby. Help us to appreciate your willingness to make tremendous sacrifices for us, for our eternal salvation. Bless our worship as we speak and sing the praises of your holy name. This we pray in your name. Amen. We continue with the singing of Joy to the World. Please stand. We continue the liturgy on the following page, and we begin this Christmas Eve service in the name of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, before whose presence the angels veil their faces, with reverence and love, we acknowledge your glory and worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, eternal Trinity. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. We confess, Almighty God, that we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed the sinful desires of our hearts. We have offended against your laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. Our spiritual health is suffering from sinfulness. O Lord, have mercy on us. Spare us, O God, as we come with a penitent spirit, confessing our faults. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ, our Savior. and grant for his sake that we may live sober, upright, and godly lives to the glory of your holy name, O Holy Child of Bethlehem. Descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. As God has given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and as you've called me to administer the same, even so, in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. Amen. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known on earth the wonder of that light, that we may also behold him in all his glory in the life to come. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our service continues with readings from Scripture. First of all, starting out with the prophecies concerning the coming of the promised Christ, and then the fulfillment.
The fall of first promise of our Savior. From Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." We continue by singing hymn number 352, "Let the Earth Now Praise."
Thank you. we continue, the angel announces the miraculous conception of Jesus. We read from Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle, and garments rolled in blood, will be used for burning and fuel of fire. And for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. We continue with the children's song, As Each Happy Christmas. Continue with Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. We now continue with hymn 383. continue with the reading from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 37. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." The choir will now sing, "Hallelujah, Glory, Hallelujah."
Gospel of Matthew, beginning chapter 1, beginning 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took with him his wife, and did not know her until she had come forth, had brought forth her firstborn son, and she called his name Jesus. To proceed with the singing of the children's song, in a little spirit.
verses 8 through 20. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men."
So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. We continue with the singing of Hark, the Herald Angels Sing.
If you have an offering to give this evening, there is a collection plate in the narthex on the table for that. And should note that the offering this evening will be divided evenly. between the Community Service Agency in Mountain View that helps take care of people who are in need, and the other half will go to Mission Development Fund. And so we approach the throne of God with our prayers. Dearest Jesus, hear our humble prayer on this Christmas Eve. As we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth, we confess that all the words that we speak and sing to your glory this night fall far short of the praises we sinners owe you, our God, who left your throne in heaven to appear here in lowliness as our Savior. A stable was your first home, a manger your first bed, yet for our sakes you endured far greater humiliation than this, for you came to bear the cross, the shame, the suffering, and even the death, which we sinners deserve for our sins. We thank you for coming here and sharing our human nature, for you did this that we might share your glory and immortality in heaven. We thank you for your marvelous love, which made you willing to sacrifice yourself on the cross for us. We thank you for the joy of being saved and for the privilege of living our lives to you. And we also thank you that from the mouths of children this evening, we can hear again the precious story of your birth and rejoice again in the heavenly peace announced by the angels. Bless our children that they may remain faithful to you throughout their lives, ever adoring you as their Lord and King, ever trusting you as their Savior, and ever serving you as their loving Master. Keep us all in the faith and direct our footsteps from day to day with the light of your love and truth that shines tonight so brightly in our hearts. In your mercy, beam the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Convert the hearts of sinners everywhere that they may rejoice with us at your birth and find comfort in the sacrifice you made for sinners on the cross. Take us all at last to heaven, where together with the angels and all the saints, we will sing your praises in perfect love throughout endless ages. And in your name, we also offer up that prayer which you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please stand. Receive with believing hearts the benediction of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated. We conclude with the final hymn, Silent Night. And at this time, the usher will be coming around with fire to light your candles. And you can just take the one at the end and then share it with your neighbor down the line. And then he'll be turning the lights low for the singing of Silent Night. Good evening. Glad that you were able to join us to celebrate our Savior's birth. And there will be another service tomorrow at 10 a.m., the actual birthday of Jesus. So if you have opportunity to join us for that service, we welcome your coming. May the Lord grant you a blessed Christmas and a blessed New Year. I think there's something that's going to be handed out to the children at some point, right?
Yes.
Does that happen out there, or where does that happen?
In